Good afternoon, Plant Landscape Architecture. How may I direct your call?
Good morning. May I please be connected to Tyler Shaw?
One moment, please.
Hi, this is Tyler. Hi, Tyler. My name is O'Neill Harris, and I'm calling from Dynamo Playgrounds. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. We are a playground manufacturing company that specializes in innovative play designs for children, and we're doing some research and came across the Townsfield Park project your team is working on. I just wanted to reach out to see if you're still in need of playground elements for that project.
Yes, we've been recently working on the design aspects, but we're interested in seeing different options for this playground.
That's great. We offer a wide selection of accessible games that cater to a wide age group. I'd be happy to offer some suggestions. Would you be able to share any details about the project?
Yes. So the city of Townsfield is looking to add two different playgrounds to Townsfield Park. Before, they had a more traditional style game, but we wanted to give the kids something different.
Oh, okay, nice. We can definitely make some suggestions to bring a fresh play experience to Townsfield. Do you happen to know what age group the parks will accommodate and a budget for the project?
Yes, we do. The larger space will cater to the ages of about 5 to 12, and the second space will feature something for the 2 to 5 age range.
Okay, great. We have some really popular games that are geared perfectly towards those age groups. Do you know what the budget is for the playground equipment?
Currently, the number we've been given is about $200,000 for both play areas.
Ah, would that budget include surfacing installation, freight, and taxes?
Surfacing and site prep and installation will be handled separately. That number's just for the games.
Okay, great. Are there any features that you guys are interested in seeing in these parks?
Well, the city has been adamant on having accessibility features with most of the games, so we want that to be a priority. I'm currently on your site, and the rope course might be something cool for the older kids. We'd love to have something like that. For the younger kids, though, can you give me some more information on what you would suggest for the 2 to 5 age range?
Accessibility is really important to us, and we provide a range of games that meet ADA standards, so children of different levels and abilities can experience play. I'll be happy to make more suggestions that meet that criteria. Our ropes courses are one of a kind, and we have a lot of options for those. I'd be happy to highlight some of our popular ones to follow up in an email. For younger age range, we have our tot nets and rotating climbers that are very popular. Both games are ADA approved. I'd love to send those to you as well.
Yeah, it would be great to see some photos and some specs of those games. We have a meeting with the city next week, and it would be good to show them some of our thoughts.
Would you be able to send over your CAD files? That way we can make sure the options we recommend are a good fit for your project specifications.
Definitely. I'll get those over to you.
Great. And just to confirm, your email is tylershaw@pla.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. I'll get that information to you right away, and we'll look out for those files from you. Great speaking to you today, Tyler. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for the call. Looking forward to seeing those games.
Helpful tips. The more information you can get, the better. You want to make sure that you have all the components, for example, age range, budget, CAD files, space requirements, themes, etc., to make their project come to life. This will also lessen the amount of callbacks you have to do in the future. Remember, always aim to get all the details the first time.